Patrick, an accomplished lawyer, was referred to me 20 years ago by a colleague of mine. My colleague called me and said, "Doug, would you do me a favor and take care of my old college roomie? He has cancer. He is a bit eccentric, but I think you will like him." When I saw Patrick, I found him to be a very outgoing and boisterous person. Having strong opinions about everything, he wanted to undergo alternative cancer therapy. He even started a company called Can Help to help patients find alternative therapies for cancer treatment. I remember my first meeting with Patrick like it was yesterday. He told me how he had just had a stroke but had no limitations because he had injected himself with DMSO, a drug given usually to horses, soon after the symptoms started. He told me that the medical community knew how good a drug this was but did not use it because the pharmaceutical industry conspired to keep this treatment a secret. Patrick had severe high blood pressure that hadn't been treated with standard drugs when I met him. He told me that he would take large amounts of hot pepper extract when he felt his blood pressure go up. He believed this would always lower it. At first, he would only take my advice under advisement, never taking the blood pressure and diabetes medicines I prescribed. On our fourth visit, he started, as always, talking about alternative therapies for cancer and the wonders of hot pepper he had been taking to lower his blood pressure. And then out of the blue, he looked at me and said, "Doug, I'm going to take the medications." I was surprised and asked him why he had changed his mind. He said, "You listen to me. You hear me out. I really believe you want what is best for me. Also, my friend tells me you know what you are doing." From that day forward, he always took the medicines I prescribed, had all the lab tests I ordered, and asked for advice before trying any alternative therapy. The love of his life, Holly, would often call me when he had symptoms, worrying that he was downplaying the severity. I remember one time when I thought he was having a heart attack and he didn't want to come to be seen, Holly picked up the phone from him, talked to me, and then dragged him into my clinic to be seen. Over the years, he had a stroke, which could be resolved by modern medicine, and a heart attack. He made a trip to the Netherlands to have special drug-coated stents put into his arteries leading to his heart. He was very bothered by severe arthritis in both his knees. He felt it didn't allow him to be the person he was. He was a man filled with passion, a deep thinker, and as honest a person as you would ever meet. He told me that he must have an effective treatment for his knees. I knew that the only effective therapy, total knee replacement, was out of the question because of his severe heart disease. We tried injecting his knees with steroids, medicines, alternative medicines like glucosamine and chondroitin, but none of them worked. Patrick insisted that I send him to an orthopedic surgeon to see if his knee could be replaced. I told him no one who liked him would operate on him. As he continued to insist, I finally sent him to a surgeon who immediately called me and said, "Doug, would you ever let anyone operate on this guy?" As I hesitated to answer his question, he said, "That's what I thought. No way. He would die on the table." Patrick was unfazed. He said, "What can I do to get this operation?" I told him he would need perfect control of his diabetes, blood pressure, and better flow to his heart. He achieved great control of his diabetes, perfect blood pressure, and traveled to the Netherlands to have experimental drug-eluting stents placed in three of his coronary arteries. It cost him over $40,000 to do this. He returned and said, "Doug, I'm ready for my knee replacement."